Happy New Year, everyone. This is Nurse Kelly. I'm the Chief Nurse Advocate for Wanderley, and you are listening to the very first episode of the Happy Traveler of 2019. I'm so excited that you guys are jumping on with me. I'm so excited for the new year. I'm looking forward to all things in travel nursing in 2019. And we are kicking off this year with an incredible guest. His name is Thomas Piper, and he's going to tell you all about himself. So, Thomas, will you just give us a quick intro?
Sure. I run Scrub Squad 1978 and the new Healthcare Travelers Take Conference, and I've been a nurse for a little over 5 years. Started nursing right out of school. It didn't quite work out the way it's supposed to, and went back into it later, but I've been doing it for a little over 5 years, traveling for 3. Absolutely love it. Love travel nursing. Been kind of just over the Midwest, Ohio, Indiana, Pennsylvania, Kentucky, Vermont, that kind of stuff. Nothing too terribly exciting, but I enjoy what I do.
And did you have a nice holiday?
I had a wonderful holiday. Yeah, my 6-year-old had a better holiday, though, I think. You have kids. The holiday's all about them now. So.
Absolutely. Oh, that's awesome. Very cool. Well, I'm so excited about the holiday season. I'm kind of glad we got through it. It was just kind of a crazy time. It's always really fun, but I'm glad we can kind of get back to the Happy Traveler and do these podcasts, because I was looking so forward to talking to you. I know you created Scrub Squad 1978. So will you tell us about it and kind of why you created it and what that mindset was looking like for you?
Sure. In school, I was always a part of everything. I was always involved and trying to be. I was the president of Men in Nursing. I was the president of the Student Nursing Association. I was on the state board for the Ohio Student Nurses Association. I was on the ethics committee for Student Senate. So it's always been a part of me to be involved in my career and what I'm doing. So I was looking for a way to get involved with travel nursing, and so I volunteer at TravCon, and I was looking for another platform, and I decided to create this website because everywhere out there and all the other Facebook groups I see ask, hey, I'm in, we'll say, Pittsburgh, what's there to do? You know, everybody keeps asking that, and you kind of get answers. Sometimes you get no answers. So I created the website with the basis of having breweries, wineries, and natural attractions in every state. So no matter what state you go to, there's at least 10 of each of those on there, or will be once my website's back up and running. And just kind of give something for people to do. And then I also use that platform to raise money for autistic research. So instead of people, you know, advertising on my website, they can make donations, and I'll put them on the front of my website and advertise for them for a year. So kind of my way to give back. To autistic research. I have a nephew who's autistic, so it's close to home, and that's why I chose the Organization for Autistic Research. But it's something fun to do. It's something to be involved and have a platform.
Definitely. Well, you know, we love all of the resources that you provide travelers. I think that's really cool. I think that's definitely a tool that many of them, I'm sure, want to take advantage of, because anytime you go somewhere new, you want to know all the fun stuff to do, especially if you're of the drinking age, you know, the wineries, yeah, and breweries. I'm from Colorado. Like, that's pretty much where what we know down, you know, Coors Field and everything like that. Oh, that's really cool. Well, I think it's a great resource. So everybody go check out Scrub Squad 1978, obviously, definitely. So will you tell us then about how your nursing background and kind of what you're doing right now in Ohio with nursing and everything, how that continues to impact your social platforms and your initiatives? So, like, how are you tying in, I guess, nursing into all of this? Is that important to you?
So my nursing background, I started, like I said, about 5 years ago. I got my associate's degree from Alton College in Canton, Ohio. I started my nursing career at the Cleveland Clinic. My wife got transferred out of state, so we moved, and I started my bachelor's, which I have my bachelor's from University of Southern Indiana now. I kind of, my nursing is more so of how I treat people. I really enjoy the floors that I go to, such as a trauma floor, where people are there that they want to get better. They're not the frequent flyers. Those sometimes frustrate me that, you know, I see people outside and they're like, oh, I'll see you next week because I have COPD. And I'm like, then why are you smoking? Mm-hmm. So I try to be an advocate for those people that want to get better. And they're there, like, especially on the trauma floor that I was on, like they don't want to be there. They had some sort of sad accident that happened to them, or they were in a car shot or car accident. You know, sometimes, you know, it's their fault. They were shot in a drug deal or something, but still they don't want to be in the hospital and they want to get better and they deserve the same respect as everybody else. And so I, you know, I write articles on my website about travel nursing and specifically how like, this is all community. Our patients first and foremost, you know, be good to them, be nice to them, but also, it's not just about that, nursing where, so like outside of work, you know, you work 3 days a week, 3/12, but then you have 4 days to make a difference somewhere else. So how do you do that? How do you, you know, raise money for charity, or how do you get involved, or how do you, or do you not get involved? Some people don't want to do anything outside of their nursing career, and that's fine. But that's, again, that's not my goal. So again, I do the money for research, for autistic research, starting the conference. We're going to do a 5K at the conference as well. That's going to, benefit a different charity. So this conference is very much, raising money for charity and trying to have a platform there where nursing and travel nursing combined, like recruiters and companies and, travelers and, you know, everybody, like we're all in this together. You know, and the main focus is the patients, but there's so much more that we can do, outside of our, you know, 7-to-7 shifts that, you know, could benefit everybody in general. So.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. And I think that they always say, you know, nursing is an art and a science. And I think that that caring foundation that nursing kind of provides is also one of the reasons why you do the selfless act of having that money go towards autism research and awareness and things like that instead of some sort of, you know, monetary advertising, you know, that you might pocket. I think that's really selfless. And that is exactly the heart of a nurse, which I love so, so, so much. So I guess then moving forward, what do you hope for the future of Scrub Squad?
My goal every year is to raise $5,000 for the autistic research. It's called Organization for Autistic Research. So that's my goal every year. Last year I started late. I didn't launch the website until February, March, and didn't really get the advertising and stuff up until mid-June or so. So I raised almost $800 last year. So that's year one. But my goal is to have all the links to all the different, I just had to relaunch my website. I had to move from one host to another because the first host was giving me all kind of problems. So my goal is to get all of that up and running again. And then expand past just breweries and wineries and stuff like that and write more articles. I'm planning to do some videos on travel nursing. Just kind of basic stuff of, you know, the normal stuff, bill rate breakdowns, and kind of explain it differently because people learn differently. Just like when you go to nursing education, you know, they ask you, do you do a handout? Do you do a video? Do you do hands-on stuff when you're educating patients? So everybody has their own way to explain things. And so my goal is to obviously grow my Facebook group as well and be one of the forefront providers for information for travel nurses.
Yeah, definitely. I think you're well on your way, and that's super cool. I'm so excited about the fundraising, and definitely I know the whole website switching back and forth, it is quite the task, so we will send all of the good vibes your way with that. But everybody, go check out Scrub Squad, go and donate, help out this awesome cause. I think that that's really important to do something bigger than ourselves, especially with the new year, the new resolution. That's great. And speaking of new things, you guys have a new conference coming out, and we want to hear all about it. We're excited for it. We're excited to learn about it. So will you tell us the thought process behind and kind of your plan for this brand new conference?
Yeah, sure. I'm super excited about it as well. Never would have thought with TravCon going on that I would be starting a conference in addition to TravCon. But I love TravCon, and I volunteer there every year. But the thought process was when I was talking to Michelle Freetag and asking her questions about, you know, hey, we're in Vegas every year. Is there any thoughts maybe we could move the conference every year? You know, as a traveler, I personally don't go on vacation to the same location every year. So that was kind of what got the thought rolling in my head is why can't we move this conference? And they explained that it's too expensive for them to do it. And you know, they're obviously a large conference is going to take a lot more effort and money to be able to move it every year. So that got my gears turning of maybe there's something I can do. You know, if there's a problem that you see, why not try to fix it yourself or something that benefit other travelers? Because not everybody can afford to go to Vegas or not everybody wants to go to Vegas. So that was step one. Step two is I went somewhere I can take my wife and my daughter to the conference. So instead of leaving them home when I go to Vegas every year, because I don't think Vegas is an appropriate spot to take my six-year-old, that was the second motivation factor there. So then I just started talking to other leaders in the Facebook groups and talking to them about, hey, is this something that we could possibly do? Is obviously it's not something I can do on my own. It's a heavy undertaking. And so we're billing it as like a more intimate conference this year. We're maxing out at 30 exhibitors and 150 attendees because we had about 6 months to plan it in Omaha, which there's like 17 companies in Omaha. So that's why we picked that first. The second year in 2020, we're going to head on to Orlando. And the hotel is going to be right outside of Universal Studios. So hoping we can plan some sort of excursion there and just, you know, to benefit people that can't make it to Vegas to, you know, supplement TravCon in a way and still get the information out there, the education, because there's a lot of misinformation on Facebook that people just don't know what they're talking about or they heard this from somebody and it's not correct. Like the 50-mile rule. They say the IRS has a 50-mile rule, and that's not anywhere. Joseph Smith from Travel Tax tells everybody that, and somehow it still gets perpetuated, and people don't understand that, or I don't know what the disconnect there is, but just, you know, we're doing a charity golf outing on the Thursday before the conference. We're doing a 5K / mile walk on the Friday morning before the conference. So there's definitely going to be physical activity, stuff to interact and network with people. And you have a more intimate setting where, you know, there's only going to be 30 exhibitors. And there's only going to be 150 people. So everybody can sit down. We have ample time, to sit and talk with recruiters and company reps and not just here's my information, here's a t-shirt and, you know, move on. We have actual, ample time to be able to sit down and have actual conversations and ask people questions and learn from people and not just, you know, it is a business and I understand that. And, you know, at the same time, like I personally want to know my recruiter. I interview my own recruiters. I, kind of like Laura from the Medicare, like she interviews all those recruiters. But I interview my own recruiter. So I know who I'm working with. My personality works well with them. It gets a chance for people to meet other recruiters and sit down and actually have an actual conversation instead of just phone conversation. Because the recruiter makes the company, just like the nurse makes the hospital. And if you guys get along well and you can have that bond or that connection there for meeting at a conference, then it goes far, I think, in my perspective. Some people don't want the recruiter to talk to them at all. Like, just call me once a week or call me when I'm looking for a job and that's it. But everybody's different, so.
Sure. So if everyone who's listening right now wants to go and find out more about the conference or sign up for maybe an email list or they just want to have information or they want to come to the conference, where can we send them?
The website is healthcaretraverstake.com. And there's also a Facebook group with the same name, Healthcare Travelers Take, on Facebook. So you can get information there. The website pretty much has everything up to date. We're still filling in a couple speakers, but we wanted to wait till after the holidays to start calling people on speaking at the event, and go from there. But those are the two ways to do it. Or you can, if you want to email me, healthcaretraverstake@gmail.com. We'll get an email directly to me.
Awesome. Okay. So you know that Wanderly are big fans of the conference and of you and our collaboration. And I also have enjoyed thoroughly getting to know you and kind of working on projects and everything thus far. So I was curious, you know, what are some ways that Wanderly can support you and that we can work together to continue to support the profession of travel nursing?
Well, to support the conference, I guess, initially would be you know, possibly having a booth at the conference, speaking at the conference, maybe coming out to the golf outing. There's other ways to get involved. Like some people are doing booths. I think one person just is going to sponsor like a meal out there. So for the conference, obviously it's all that, to get to know the nurses, to get to know people out there. Like obviously we see you at TribeCon every year, and your smiling face, but for Scrub Squad, I have Wanderly listed on Scrub Squad, and, it's just raising money for the charity. So if you donate anything to that, it would be much appreciated. Mm-hmm. In the long run into the travel nursing, I think you guys are doing a great job of kind of connecting nurses with jobs and putting information out there. Like you have that new fitness group, which is great, to kind of give more information, provide people another outlet for, you know, the basic travel nursing information and support nurses in that aspect where, again, that, you know, there's misinformation out there on Facebook and people go by what they hear, but if they have a reputable source such as Wanderly behind that, I think that goes a lot farther. So I think a lot of the articles that you guys write in the videos and the fitness stuff are great tools for travel nurses.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. This is so exciting. Okay, well, I am excited for everybody to go and check out Scrub Squad, check out the new conference, and basically, you know, be able to donate and get all this information and use you as a resource. I'm really excited to hear some feedback and for anyone that's new that hasn't heard of Scrub Squad yet to go and check it out. So will you just remind everybody one last time kind of where they can find you, where they can find this information, and kind of how to get in touch with you and your resources and your conference?
Sure. So the website for Scrub Squad is www.scrubsquad1978.com. The Facebook group and the page on Facebook are both the same, Scrub Squad 1978. And in addition, the conference is healthcaretraverstake.com, and the same name on Facebook, Healthcare Travelers Take. And the email address for there is healthcaretraverstake@gmail.com. So there are all ways to get a hold of me. Again, my name is Thomas Piper as well. So I'm on Facebook and I'm pretty open there. People can donate directly to Scrub Squad via, there's a link. You don't actually donate to Scrub Squad. You donate directly to the autism research. So I'm not like a middleman. It goes directly to them. I don't see any of it. So you don't have to worry about, how much of your money is actually going to that, cause. 100% of it is. So I hope to see everybody, out there at the conference, at least 150 of you, because that's the maximum this year. But next year will be a lot bigger, and grow from there. More of a destination in Orlando. So looking forward to it.
Awesome. Well, we are definitely looking forward to it too. Thank you so much for jumping on the Happy Traveler. Everyone, that is Thomas Piper from Scrub Squad. It's kind of a tongue twister, but please go and check out all of his awesome platforms and initiatives. We're super excited about them. We're excited about 2019. We hope you guys are all having a fantastic year so far, and we're looking so forward to working with all of you in the future. Again, that was the Happy Traveler, and we will see you next week for another episode. Thanks so much for listening, everyone.